Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says investments in innovation are key to nation's future. Asserts AI set to boost economy by several lakh crore rupees. Government approves 4,000 crore rupee Kedarnath ropeway to slash travel time to 36 minutes. Also revises livestock health program. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates annual cultural festival at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Calls for public participation to help artisans and boost heritage. India-UK relations key to stability and prosperity in the volatile world, says Dr. S. Jayashankar after talks with his British counterpart David Lammy. India's table tennis legend A. Sharad Kamal announces retirement, and in Champions Trophy semi-final at Lahore, New Zealand set 363-run target before South Africa, the highest ever in tournament's history. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government has given as much priority to people, economy and innovation as it has given to infrastructure and industries in terms of investment. Addressing a post-budget webinar on employment through video conferencing today, the Prime Minister said the vision of investment in people stands on three pillars: education, skill and healthcare. He added that the telemedicine facility is being expanded to all primary health centers.
हमने इस बजट में 10,000 अतिरिक्त मेडिकल सीटों की घोषणा की है. हम अगले 5 सालों में मेडिकल लाइन में 75,000 सीटें जोड़ने का टारगेट लेकर चल रहे हैं. सभी प्राइमरी हेल्थ सेंटर्स टेलीमेडिसिन सुविधा का विस्तार इन सब क्षेत्रों में हो रहा है. डे केयर कैंसर सेंटर और डिजिटल हेल्थ केयर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर के जरिए हम क्वालिटी हेल्थ केयर को लास्ट माइल तक पहुंचाना चाहते हैं.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड द फ्यूचर ऑफ द नेशन इज डिटरमिंड बाय इन्वेस्टमेंट्स इन इनोवेशन. ही असर्टेड दैट आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस हैज द पोटेंशियल टू कंट्रीब्यूट सेवरल लाख करोड़ रुपीस टू इंडियाज इकोनॉमी, अंडरस्कोरिंग द नीड फॉर रैपिड प्रोग्रेस इन दिस डायरेक्शन.
भारत की अर्थव्यवस्था में आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस कई लाख करोड़ रुपए की ग्रोथ दे सकती है, इसलिए हमें इस दिशा में तेजी से आगे बढ़ना है. इस बजट में एआई ड्रिवेन एजुकेशन और रिसर्च के लिए 500 करोड़ आवंटित किए गए हैं. भारत एआई की क्षमताओं को विकसित करने के लिए नेशनल लार्ज लैंग्वेज मॉडल की स्थापना भी करेगा. इस दिशा में हमारे प्राइवेट सेक्टर को भी दुनिया से एक कदम आगे रहने की जरूरत है.
The Prime Minister also mentioned the establishment of a national gene bank to preserve India's plant genetic resources to ensure genetic resources and food security for future generations. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, while speaking at the concluding session of the webinar, said the government is committed to making India a global innovation hub. He said 20,000 crore rupees have been allocated for research, development and innovation in the Union Budget 2025-26. The government has given approval for the development of Son Prayag to Kedarnath ropeway with a length of 12.9 kilometers. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the total cost of the project will be over 4,000 crore rupees.
8 to 9 hours की जो जर्नी है दैट विल बिकम अ जर्नी ऑफ 36 मिनट्स. 36 लोगों के बैठने की कैपेसिटी उसमें, और ये बहुत सेफ टेक्नोलॉजी है. श्रद्धालुओं को तो बेनिफिट होगा ही होगा, और साथ ही साथ बहुत बड़ा जो लोकल बिजनेसेस हैं उनको बेनिफिट होगा, और जो दिव्यांगजन है और जो हमारे बुजुर्ग साथी हैं उन सब के लिए भी एक बहुत बड़ी मेजर ये एक बेनिफिट इससे निकलेगा.
Mr. Vaishnav also informed about 12.4 kilometer long Hemkund Sahib ropeway that is to be developed at a cost of 2730 crore rupees.
इस प्रोजेक्ट से हमारे देश भर से श्रद्धालु भक्तों को, टूरिस्ट को, सबको जाने का बड़ा मौका मिलेगा. हेमकुंड साहिब में जैसे पिछले साल करीब करीब 1,77,000 लोग गए, और जितना लोगों को जाने में इंटरेस्ट है उससे लगता है कि ये प्रोजेक्ट के होने के बाद में 10 गुना बढ़ जाएगा.
The government has also taken decisions for livestock health and disease prevention at a cost of 3,880 crore rupees.
पशु औषधि योजना बनाई गई है जिससे कि क्वालिटी जेनेरिक मेडिसिन्स दिए जा सके और उनके डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन के लिए जो किसान समृद्धि केंद्र बने और जो कोऑपरेटिव सोसाइटीज हैं उनके माध्यम से पशु औषधि का डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन किया जाएगा.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has applauded the cabinet decisions. In a series of social media posts, the Prime Minister said, "The cabinet today made two significant decisions." He said the two new ropeways will not only save devotees' time, but also make their journey more convenient. Mr. Modi said revised livestock health and disease control program is a big step towards better animal health, higher productivity and prosperity for the farmers. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also lauded the cabinet decision on approving two ropeway projects in Uttarakhand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met with the Japanese business delegation led by Tatsuo Yasunaga in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he was encouraged by their expansion plans in India and their steadfast commitment to make in India, make for the world. Mr. Modi further expressed hope for deepening economic collaboration with Japan, India's special strategic and global partner. Niti Aayog today released a strategic paper on the rapid evolution of quantum computing and its implications on national security in New Delhi. Niti Frontier Tech Hub, in partnership with the Data Security Council of India, released the paper with the aim of accelerating the country's transition into a frontier tech nation. Releasing the paper, the CEO of Niti Aayog, B.V.R. Subramaniam, said, "Strategic investments in research, innovation and global partnerships will be key to positioning India at the forefront of technological advancements."
टेक्नोलॉजी वो चीज है जो हमारी ग्रोथ रेट को 2 या 3% और अधिक बढ़ा सकती है. दुनिया में जो व्यवस्था है वो हमारे लिए बहुत ही अनुकूल है. जियोपॉलिटिक्स हमारे पक्ष में है और टेक्नोलॉजिकल डेवलपमेंट्स जो हो रहे हैं वो दुनिया को कुछ हिलाने वाले टाइप के टेक्नोलॉजीज आ रहे हैं. और ये टेक्नोलॉजीज आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस हुआ, क्वांटम हुआ, बायोटेक्नोलॉजी हुआ, अगर हम इनको सही तरह पकड़ सकते हैं हमारी रोज की जिंदगी में लागू कर सकते हैं.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated the annual cultural festival Vividhata Ka Amrit Mahotsav at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering, the president said, "The festival celebrates the diverse heritage of different parts of the nation and showcases unique traditions of various regions." The president said in this edition, more than 500 artisans and weavers will be showcasing traditional handicrafts and handlooms, as well as intricate brass and wooden crafts. President Murmu urged citizens to participate in the event and boost the confidence of the artisans.
अमृत महोत्सव के इस दक्षिण भारतीय संस्करण में लगभग 500 कारीगर और बुनाकार शामिल हो रहे हैं. वे कांजीबरम और पचमपली इकोत से लेकर के एटिकप्पका टॉयज का प्रदर्शन करेंगे. अनेक कलाकार पारंपरिक लोक नृत्य तथा गीतों की प्रस्तुति द्वारा दक्षिण भारत की अनुपम झलक भी दिखाएंगे. मैं लोगों से आग्रह करती हूँ कि इस उत्सव में भागीदारी करें और दक्षिण भारत की कला संस्कृति को जानें और उसका प्रभाव प्रसार करें.
This year, the festival is focusing on South India along with Lakshadweep and Puducherry. The festival will be open to the public from tomorrow until the 9th of this month. Sahitya Akademi will organize its annual Festival of Letters, Sahityotsav, Asia's largest literature festival, at Rabindra Bhavan in New Delhi from the 7th to the 12th of March. The six-day event will be inaugurated by the Union Minister for Culture, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat. Over 700 writers from different parts of the country, representing more than 50 languages, will participate in the festival. The theme of this festival is Indian Literary Traditions. Minister of State for Panchayati Raj, Professor S.P. Singh Baghel, has said Gram Panchayat representatives are key pillars in executing the government schemes on the ground. launching the Model Women Friendly Gram Panchayat initiative of the Ministry of Panchayati Raj at a national convention in New Delhi. The minister highlighted the working style of panchayats and urged all panchayat representatives to follow all norms in their work. Talking to Akashvani News, District Panchayat member in Goa, Anita Thora, appreciated the initiatives of the government to support panchayats. She said today's workshop will guide all panchayat members.
मिनिस्ट्री ऑफ पंचायत की तरफ से ये जो एक बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट स्टेप जो गवर्नमेंट ने लिया उसकी वजह से एक बूस्ट मिल जाएगा एक सपोर्ट मिल जाएगा गवर्नमेंट की तरफ से.
A participant from Bihar, Pragya Kumari, said that she is providing financial training to women in her panchayat.
महिलाओं को कैसे आत्मनिर्भर बनाया जाए उस पे हमने विशेष रूप से काम किया है और महिलाओं को ट्रेनिंग दिलवाया है कि जिससे वो अपना इकोनॉमिकल स्टेटस जो है वो बेहतर कर सकें. कमर्शियल अकाउंटेंसी का जो काम होता है हमारे बिहार में पहले से बहुत ज्यादा बेहतर हुआ है और महिलाएं अपना खुद का बजट खुद बनाती हैं और खुद काम भी करती हैं.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar held wide-ranging and productive talks with his British counterpart David Lammy at Chevening House in England over the past 2 days. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said the two sides discussed the entire gamut of bilateral ties with a special focus on strategic coordination, political cooperation, trade deal negotiations and people-to-people exchanges. He noted that both sides agreed to formulate next steps to further strengthen and structure these ties. He added that they exchanged views on regional and global issues, including the Ukraine conflict, West Asia, Bangladesh, and the Commonwealth. Dr. Jayashankar emphasized that in an uncertain and volatile world, India-UK relations contribute to stability and prosperity. Dr. Jayashankar, who is on an official visit to the United Kingdom and Ireland from until the 9th of this month, will embark on a 2-day visit to Ireland tomorrow. U.S. President Donald Trump said a top terrorist behind the August 2021 Kabul airport bombing has been apprehended and is being brought to the U.S. to face justice. Speaking in his first address to Congress of his second term, Mr. Trump described the move as a sign of America's renewed strength against radical Islamic terrorism.
I am pleased to announce that we have just apprehended the top terrorist responsible for that atrocity, and he is right now on his way here to face the swift sword of American justice. This was a very momentous day for those 13 families. Over 42 people so badly injured on that fateful day in Afghanistan.
Indian table tennis legend A. Sharad Kamal has announced that he will retire later this month, ending a career spanning more than 22 years at the top of the sport. Sharad will bid farewell in front of friends and family in Chennai, where the WTT Star Contender event, his final tournament, will take place from March 25 to 30. His impact on the sport extends beyond his achievements, which include 7 Commonwealth Games gold medals, 2 historic Asian Games bronze medals, and 5 Olympic appearances. In cricket, chasing the highest ever target in the tournament's history of 363 runs set by New Zealand, South Africa were 193 for 5 in 35 overs in the semi-final of the ICC Champions Trophy at Qaddafi Stadium in Lahore when reports last came in. Earlier opting to bat first, New Zealand piled up 362 runs for 6 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. R. Ravindra and Kane Williamson struck centuries. Ravindra scored 108 off 101 balls, while Williamson made 102 off 94 balls. The winner of this high-stake encounter will face India in the final on Sunday. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi says investments in innovation are key to nation's future, asserts AI set to boost economy by several lakh crore rupees. Government approves 4,000 crore rupee Kedarnath ropeway to slash travel time to 36 minutes, also revises livestock health program. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates annual cultural festival at Rashtrapati Bhavan, calls for public participation to help artisans and boost heritage. India-UK relations key to stability and prosperity in the volatile world, says Dr. S. Jayashankar after talks with his British counterpart David Lammy. India's table tennis legend A. Sharad Kamal announces retirement. And in Champions Trophy semi-final at Lahore, New Zealand set 363-run target before South Africa, the highest ever in tournament's history. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.